Dear brothers and sisters, whether you are here or joining us online worldwide, we welcome all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we greet all heartfelt greetings. We are grateful to God that God gives us grace in this time that we can come together to be strengthened anew by the Lord, to be blessed by Him. And I believe all of us, we have come with a deep longing to this place, and also all those who are joining us online. We expect the blessing from the Lord. The Lord has the fullness for us, and also today He will give us beyond asking and beyond. We have heard really wonderful songs. Do not move away. Before us is the captain of the Lord of hosts, who never lost a battle. Therefore, we can walk forward. Actually, the people are afraid of wars and weapons, but we have spiritual weapons, which we have to put on, the armor of God. We shall stand firm in the faith, and we shall contend for the faith, and we are already victors by our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, some brothers and sisters phoned me. They have asked me to extend greetings from the Portuguese language, from Brazil, Brother John Bautista, and then a brother Oleg from Portugal, and all who are joining us online there. They are sending heartfelt greetings. Then we have a large number of brothers from Mozambique who also always watch the live stream. They also send greetings. And Brother Etienne told me that the brethren from Italy, from Isola, they are also sending heartfelt greetings. Yes, may God bless all. We will also hear many more greetings afterward. But now we want to sing a couple of songs to our Lord. Let us start with song number 3. Are you washed in the blood? Number 3. Number 3. Are you washed in the blood?
Into Jesus for the cleansing power. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright? And He washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? aside the garments that are stained with sin? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There is a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Amen.
Amen. Let us sing number 8, song number 8. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, number 8.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee?
Amen. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, I'm so happy that there is still a time of grace and that we can still come to the Lord as we are. We may call upon Him and the Lord answers prayers. He comforts, he strengthens, he helps. Also tonight, we may receive from his fullness whatever he prepared for us. Now, before Brother Borg comes to pray with us, I would like to read us a word of God for the word of introduction from Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, starting with verse 21. Colossians 1, verse 21. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled you in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the stewardship of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. What a mighty word, brothers and sisters. We have read already last Wednesday in it, and it touched me so much. The grace of God, brothers and sisters. We didn't contribute anything. We had evil works. We were in the world without God. We were not seeking the Lord, but he was seeking for us, brothers and sisters. And by grace and out of love, he saved us. And then it says here, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Brothers and sisters, if we look on us, then we could despair. But I learned never to look on myself, never to look to the circumstances, but to look to the Lord and to look on that, what he says in his word. And this always strengthened me. This always gave me power to overcome. And then it says here, If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled. Yes, we must hold fast to that what God has done for us, what Jesus Christ has done for us. The enemy always wants to bring us doubts. He wants to rob and he wants to show us our mistakes. The mistakes are already forgiven. The letter of requirements is torn into pieces, and we must walk forward in the faith, looking to the Lord and in the hope. Oh, how grateful we can be for this wonderful message of salvation, which has become a reality in Christ Jesus in our lives. Yes, we may come unto perfection in Christ. For this reason we have come here, so that the Word accomplishes in us. We want to take a bath in the Word. Everything shall be sanctified and purified. God shall prepare us for His soon coming. May He give us new courage. Let us go with the Word. Let us become one with the Word. And then the Lord will bless us. Now I ask Brother Alfred to pray with us. Let us stand up. Heavenly Father, we have come from near and from far. We are gathered in your wonderful name to receive what you have prepared for us tonight. We believe that you are present, that you know all our needs. We are here before you. Help us, O Lord. Come to your right. Work in our midst, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by your word. O God, we ask you together, Lord, bless our brother. Lead him to say the things which helps us, which strengthens our faith, which brings us closer to you. We thank you for that what you have done for us. We thank you for the sending of your prophet, for the last message which we heard and which we are still hearing. We thank you. You have done great things in us and for us. We have heard and we have come to the faith, and we know it is the truth. And this truth alone makes us free. Thank you for this evening. Lord, work in our midst. Save what is lost. Heal every sickness in our midst. And whatever is bound, loosen it, Lord. We trust in your word. We trust in your promises. You are present. As this woman touched you, Lord, and as she was healed of her blood flow, so also we want to touch you tonight. Because strength goes out from you, healing power, saving power, power which makes the captives free. Please, Lord, grant all this. Let our prayers come before you. Answer our prayers, Lord, and come to your right. We thank you for your holy word, which we heard already. And may the power be manifested in our midst tonight, in each one of us. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us sing Only Believe, Only Believe.
Only believe, only believe, all things are possible for only belief. Only believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible for Jesus is here.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I also would like to welcome all of you in the precious name of our Lord from all over Europe and wherever we are coming from, especially all who are here today for the first time. May God bless you in a very special way, so that you get the connection to that what God is doing right now, so that we don't bypass what God promised, but rather that we have part in it, that we recognize the day and hour and the message, that we have part in it. Especially our ministering brethren, our brothers from Romania in particular, Brother John, Brother Daniel, where are you? Please stand up so that all can see you. Yes, Brother John, Brother Daniel, may God bless you in a very special way. I don't know any brothers whom God used in such a way, whom God blessed in such a way from the very beginning. And every time when we come to Romania to have meetings there, then thousands, 1,500, 1,800 are coming to hear the word of the Lord. It's just so wonderful. God is calling out from all peoples and tongues. As he said to Abraham, in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. And as Abraham believed the promise which God gave him, so we also believe the promises which God has given to us. And this is imputed to us for righteousness. Now just briefly, the greetings from our brothers, in particular from Brother Dr. Mbie. He's a chief physician in a hospital, and he phoned me and he said, Brother Frank, we are gathered here, 2,800 persons are gathered here to hear the word, and they're coming from near and far. The word of the Lord means to the children of God in this time, it means everything to them. And he just sends greetings. Brother Mwamba from Kolwezi, Brother Ngonga, Brother Jacques, Ivory Coast, Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland, Brother Nyagi, Nairobi, Brother Inodi, France, Brother Müller from Germany, Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, Brother Solomon from Ireland, Brother Thies from Berlin, Brother Motika, Johannesburg, Brother Zillo from Cordoba, Argentina, Brother Ellis from Edmonton. Then we have here a whole staple. I will just do it very quickly now to come to our word observation. Here are special greetings from Donetsk, Yes, we are joined with our brothers and sisters there. Then, Brother Alexander is sending greetings from Tajikistan. And as the next one, Brother Grazian from Ashdod, Israel. And Brother Leonard from Cape Town. Brother Patrick from the Congo. The brethren from Kishinev, Moldavia are sending greetings. Brother Chowawa from Harare, Zimbabwe. And Brother and Sister Holviti from Finland, and all the believers there. Brother Roger David is sending greetings. Brother Chauffeur from Kigali is sending greetings. Brother Rashti and all the group there are sending greetings. Once again, Brother Nyagi and Brother Feri from Budapest, and especially Brother Dean and Susan Anderson from Auckland, New Zealand. Brother Ilunga, USA. Brother Emile Bukavu is sending greetings. And Brother Donati is sending greetings. Brother Emil from the DRC, from Burundi, heartfelt greetings. Once again, DRC. Once again, Jonathan. And from Uganda, from Bulgaria, heartfelt greetings. From Mozambique, heartfelt greetings. Brother Tefalco Gerlando is sending greetings. And the brethren from Trieste are sending greetings. Once again, greetings from Abidjan. The brethren from Zimbabwe. Brethren from Mozambique. One sister from Sweden. And also brothers are sending greetings. And Brother Kofi is also sending heartfelt greetings. Brother Raffaele is sending greetings. And Sister Maria and all from Brindisi, Italy are sending greetings. And Brother Mashi, India. And Brother Fangona Kolwezi. The last ones we have here. This is actually an announcement. Then we have here Brother Baruti is sending greetings. Brother Losios is sending greetings. Once again, greetings from Haiti. And Brother Joe Motika from Johannesburg. And Brother Joseph Young from USA. And Brother Simon from Haiti. And then greetings from Kenya, especially from Brother Nyagi. Brothers and sisters, we owe it to everyone to just to recognize and to be grateful to God that brothers are in all peoples and tongues. They are joined with us, and all who are truly joined with us by word and spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, they are also joined with God. And as I said many times, a preacher connects the people not to himself, but rather to the Lord. Emmanuel means God with us, and that's what's all about, being joined with God by grace. Then, just a few words concerning my last missionary trip. It was really one of the most difficult ones, and the 12 days were just from country to country, from airport to airport, from the meeting to the hotel, and so forth. Back and forth, back and forth. The flight Zurich-Bangkok, 12 hours and 15 minutes. And the flight from, one moment, from Seoul, Seoul to Frankfurt, 11 hours and 30 minutes. And then all the flights in all the region there, up to Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia. But if we then look upon it, that God has really given grace in all peoples and tongues, He has our brothers and sisters there. Then we are not looking to the circumstances. We are not looking to the sleepless nights. Partly, the time difference was 7 hours. Then again 8 hours. And one just comes out of the rhythm. But to the Lord be the thanks. Inasmuch as we arrived at the meeting, then I was fully in the rhythm again, and I could preach the precious and holy word of God. Also the climate differences, it didn't give me much problems. In Manila, it was 28 degrees above zero, and in Ulaanbaatar, it was 25 degrees beneath zero, and I had no coat with me. And after the meeting, I was wet, sweating, and the next wind comes, and the wind wants to make me harm. But to the Lord be the thanks. To the Lord be the thanks. It was a blessed trip. Just the one experience in Seoul, it really made me sad. I just had a few hours to come into the greatest Pentecostal church. 8,000 seats, a palace, like in a stadium. And there I preached in the year 2012. I got 20 minutes there to give my testimony. I spoke with a preacher there at the time, and he said at the time, I can do nothing with it. And this time the meeting started already, and the preaching was going on, and then I was taken up in a neighboring room, and he recorded what I had to say, and he promised me that it would be played, and then I had to return to the airport. But what really touched me so on my inside was that all these people, they think by their charismatics, with music and with all what goes with it, they really think to please God. And then they were singing the well-known song, they were singing, "When the Lord is calling His own, by His grace I will be there." I really wept there. I wept. I was looking from the balcony to the thousands of people, and all came as they wanted to come. And no one really dares, gives anything to what God says in His Word. And I brought with me the statistics, which also touch really my heart. Right now, we have, all over the world, we have 37 millions who belong to the World Baptists, and 39 millions belong to the World Methodists. and 72 million Lutherans, and then 80 million Reformed in the various countries, Anglican Church, 85 million. And now it comes. And now comes a number which really takes us out of our seats. 300 million world Pentecostal people. There 37, there 39, there 72 millions, there 80 millions, there 85 millions. And the world Pentecostal movement with all the charismatics, 300 millions. Also, this really touched my heart. At the end of Second World War, where was a Pentecostal movement? Small groups, small home cells, small churches. And God really used Brother William Branham after the Second World War. He used him to even give the breakthrough and the revival. Just as the angel said to Brother Branham, he said, "To you is given a gift of divine healing, and you will go with it to the nations with this gift." And all the evangelists who came on the scene afterward, they actually came forth by this original revival which God worked by Brother Branham after the Second World War. And all are building their kingdom, but not the kingdom of God. And this is just touching my heart. And then they sing the same songs. When the Lord calls his own home, I will be there. But the Bible says in Matthew 25, verse 10, those who were ready went into the marriage supper. It's of course not enough to sing and to be enthusiastic, but the message of the hour, one must hear and one must believe it and one must be settled in it. Now, concerning everything else, we have all the things in the internet. Also, that everything goes back to Rome. And the 500 years of Reformation, they have found their end now. And everything goes back there where it came from. And as we all heard of, on the 24th of March, all from the 28 EU states, they are invited to Rome, and the Pope will tell them then how things will go on. And we see really that the Roman treaties were made on the 25th of March 1957. They were signed in the Vatican. 60 years have passed. And we see how everything takes its course and how Bible prophecy is being fulfilled before our very eyes. And that the Roman world empire comes up again. And if one then goes to Revelation 17 and 18, then one has the precise information and one can say, "Beloved Lord, you have opened our spiritual eyes so that we can see how the things are taking their course now." And I just hope that at least some who will be there in the Vatican, I hope that they will open their eyes when they look on their main altar, to their main altar, that they look to the left. The last picture, very big, painted, nicely big, painted there. left to the altar. And who is there? The grounder, the founder of the Jesuits. And who is under his feet? Under one feet is Martin Luther. The foot upon his head. And the other foot is Zwingli. Under his foot is Zwingli. And he, the Jesuit, is ruling over them. Here one foot and here one foot. When I saw this picture with my own eyes, I was thinking by myself, my God in heaven, how is it possible that the people just lost their orientation, not knowing what they're doing anymore and what kind of decision they are making now? And right at such a point of time where everything is in deception, there God has given us the message. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And right now, the remark was done that about Brother Branham, about me, much negative things are read in the internet. Many things can be read. The Church of the Living God does not fit into any religion on the earth. We are strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And our Lord said, you are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. Ye are in the world, but ye are not of the world. And as the singers have sung in the first song, that we have not built our spiritual house upon sand. I had to think about it straight away, what is written in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2, verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. This is the Church of the Living God. And I hope that we are not judged very fast. But all churches and denominations, they have the Nicene Creed, which was established and decided 325. What have I to do who I believe what apostles and prophets have taught? And I believe that they had the commission from God to lay the foundation. What have I to do with the creeds which were decided in the year 325 or 381 or 431? Here and there they were decided. But all churches, all denominations, as much different as they might be, their foundation is the Nicene Creed. Our foundation is the confession of the apostles, not the apostolic. Yes, truly apostolic, yes. Apostolic is only what apostles preached. What is written in the Bible, this is biblical. And what is written in the doctrine of the apostles, this alone is apostolic. Nothing what was decided in the course of the 2,000 years, this must be said very clearly here. And therefore, all who have the same creed, they will return and the wound will be healed. And the power, be it politically, be it religiously, will be executed again. Let us come back to our holy word again. Here we have the promises which God has given to us. And we see them from the very beginning fulfilled by His grace. And all who are led by the Spirit of God, they are led into all the truth of the Word. It's a divine reality by His grace. And in every point of faith, we may agree with that what is left to us in this testament. I'm asking you, who can add anything to a natural testament? Who can add anything to it? Who? A natural, an earthly testament has a seal, and no man can change something to the last will. No one. It's just a decision, the last decision which was made. Who has the right to add something to the New Testament? So many dogmas and creeds. The Holy Scripture says, whoever takes anything away from the word of this prophecy, of this book, for him the part of the tree of life will be taken away, and from the holy city. He cannot enter glory. And as we heard in the word of introduction, God, by His grace, wants to bring us unto perfection, unto the full agreement with Him, so that we are not beside the track, but that we are truly in conformity with every word of God by His grace. Let us read Ephesians 2, verse 20, once again. Being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. And then Paul has written in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, he has written something very special, which we all have to take to heart. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. The church is not a building of lies. The church is the body of the Lord, the church of the living God. And as written here, if I tarry long, Paul had a heart for the local churches. He wrote epistles to local churches. He dealt with all the subjects which included the whole plan of salvation. But he just said, if I am delayed, 2,000 years have come and gone. He's no more here. And our Lord has not returned yet. But we have the divine teaching here in this word of God. And we have full agreement to everything what the Lord has said. The church, the house of God, the church of the living God is the pillar and foundation of the truth. And afterward, it's written, right after, of the great mystery of God, it's written. Verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of the angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Just very mighty. It belongs together. Verse 15 and 16 belong together. Brothers and sisters, this is the time of God for the church, being separated from everything what is not scriptural, be it in the doctrine, be it in the practice. Our life must be according to the Word of God, must be aligned according to the Word of God. Just as we read in Colossians chapter 1, that we stand before Him unreprovable in His sight. This is the grace of our God, unreprovable. One could read the whole text again and again reading it. But here the whole counsel of our God is really summarized in a few verses. And we are so grateful that we can believe every word just as it is written. Also for that, brothers and sisters, that we can see how Bible prophecy is being fulfilled among the nations and with the nation of Israel. Here we have one report of the new she ambassador of the United Nations, the lady from the United States. She said here something mighty. It is time now. The possession of the human rights must stop. All the politics are against Israel. But we know, of course, that God has chosen Israel via Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God used a people to give the promises to then include all the other nations. We don't have to thank Israel, because God has really chosen us before the foundation of the world. He has included us already into His plan. But God's ways are just like that, as we read in the Old and New Testament. Jeremiah 31, verse 10, for instance, that God will call back His people Israel. And whoever does not respect this, he blasphemes God. One has to leave every word of God and respecting it just as it is written. And one must receive it and accept it. Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 31, verse 10. Hear the word of the Lord, ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him, as a shepherd does his flock. We need the fear of God. to respect God's word, to respect God's decisions. And we can really do it by all our hearts. God foretold it this way, and that's how it is happening in our time. Also in Zacharias, chapter 2, there are many scriptures for it. But especially in Zechariah, chapter 2, we are told very clearly what the Lord has planned for this time and what is being fulfilled before our eyes. Zechariah 2, verse 16. Oh, I have only 13. Zechariah 2, verse 16.
Wird Judah als sein Erbteil auf dem
Verse 12, and the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the holy land. On the holy land shall inherit Judah and shall choose Jerusalem again. Then verse 13, be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord. Here nobody needs to meddle anymore. Just be silent and respect what God promised. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord. For he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Just very mighty. Be silent before God. Let him rule. Respect what he decided and what he does. I noted it down. 1948. There were 8,000 inhabitants in Israel. 8,000.
Noch nicht mal 1 Million.
8,006. Now we have 6,377,000 in the land of Israel. There are 600,000, and now 6,377,000. God called out. God gathered his people from all nations, bringing them back into his land. And our Lord said it in Luke 21, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. Especially in Luke 21, from verse 25. Luke 21 from verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. What do we have in this time? The people are waving around like a sea. One storm there, the other storm there. And right at that time, when this is happening on the earth, then the Lord fulfills the promises which he has given. Verse 27, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. There the return of the Lord is announced. And now, in verse 28, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. When this starts to happen, not when it found fulfillment already, then it can be too late. Now opening our eyes, now seeing what is happening before our very eyes, What kind of Bible prophecies are being fulfilled? Then, verse 29, and he spake to them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees. One really has to go to Hosea to know, Hosea 9 verse 10, that God has spoken to the people of Israel, as a fruit of the fig tree, I found you. One has to go from the old to the new, and from the new back to the Old Testament, to have not our own answer, but to have the answer from the Word of God. And that's where we put the emphasis on. No interpretation. I think I said it recently. A man wrote in a magazine, the Antichrist will be a Jew and will rule 7 years in Israel. I'm really thinking to write this magazine. I don't find any peace, any rest. The scripture says, the lawless one, the son of perdition, of course not a man from Israel. The people of Israel are the people of the law, And the Antichrist is called the lawless one. One has to just go back to the Word and not making our own thoughts. Just think of it. Just imagine, one waits that somebody will come up as an Antichrist in Israel. Unconceivable. And this magazine is called Midnight Cry. No, this is not a midnight cry. This is deception. The midnight cry is called, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. This is the message of the midnight cry. At midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Brothers and sisters, we are not judging, but we have just much pain about all the deception, be it in this way or that way. And then we are coming to the important point that God in our time has sent a prophetic ministry. The word always came to the prophets. The prophets were in connection with God, be it a Noah, be it a Moses, Abraham, whoever they were, Isaiah, Jeremiah, all the prophets, the word came to the prophet, and the prophet wrote it down. And so we thank the Lord God that everything what is written in the Old Testament by the prophets, that we may believe it, especially when it concerns the church, and that what God would do in this last time, just as he promised it. This no man can change. That's how it is written in the prophet Malachi, in the last four verses, that God would send a prophet like Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And this our Lord repeated in the New Testament in Matthew 17 verse 11 and also Mark 9 verse 12. He confirmed it. Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. And then the book of Acts chapter 3 from verse 18, especially verse 21, that our Lord and Savior remains in heaven until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. The apostles in the New Testament, that what God promised in the old, they illuminated it and they showed it to us where it belongs. Also, this is very important, brothers and sisters. Not just to say, this is written like this and that. No, where does it belong? And when will it be fulfilled? It really touches me when I think about it. How many promises were given to our Lord and Savior that he would start the millennial reign. In Luke, for instance, from now he will rule as king forever. But when is the now? When is the now? When does it apply? When does it apply? Man has to go back to Revelation. And our Lord was scoffed and mocked. But you are the king of Israel. Help us. Help yourself. And our Lord said, I came as a king. Yes, he was king and will be king. But first he had to become savior, redeemer, healer. He must first bring salvation. Because we can only live eternally when we received eternal life. And therefore, it is written, of course, that we, together with the Lord, we will be with the Lord. If you would know, brothers and sisters, what the Bible teaching means for me, how I rejoice about it, when I read all this scripture day and night, also while flying, and time and again, I'm so grateful towards God that we can place every word of God there where it belongs and not taking it out of context. Let us come back to the word of introduction and especially to that what is written in Colossians and Ephesians. And that's what it's all about now. Brothers and sisters, that all experience the full salvation which God has given us by His grace. Really, experiencing it personally, that's what it's all about. Here we have read it in Colossians, chapter 1. I think it was there, which we were reading. What God has given us. But the kernel, the core is here. In verse 20. Colossians 1, verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him. I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, by the blood, what good is it for the people when they say, faith saves you. The faith which hangs in the air somewhere, or what is called faith somewhere. No, the true faith is anchored in the Word of God. It's joined with God and His Word. And therefore, our Lord said, he who believes on me, as the Scripture said, and it starts with the redemption, with the forgiveness, with a reconciliation, that we truly make our personal experiences of salvation with our God. And as written in John 16, when the Holy Spirit has come, He will convict the world of sin that because they don't believe. Firstly, the Spirit of God must convict us that we went astray, that we did not believe as the Scripture says, and then coming back to God and then believing on our Lord and Savior, receiving the forgiveness, because thus it is written, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your house shall be saved. Faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord, is connected with the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. And therefore, Paul emphasized, we preach Christ, the crucified one. To the unbelievers, he has no meaning, but for the believers, the word of the cross has become the power of God, a power of God, which is just manifested in as much as we believe and receiving it personally, and then having the assurance of salvation. I know the Lord forgave me. And then we know what we can do with Isaiah 53, or what God has given us in His Word, not only teaching about prophecies and about their fulfillment, but the understanding into the grace of God, into the experiences of salvation, into conversion, into the new birth, into the renewing, so that we really do not sing in vain the song, when the Lord calls His own, I'm there. No, that we know, we believe every word of God, and we receive what the Lord has given us. And then it becomes a reality in our lives. Now the places in Isaiah, one can read every time anew, because here the gospel is preached unto us, the full gospel, the full salvation deed of our Lord and Savior is shown before our eyes. Isaiah chapter 53, I read from verse 4, and please receive it, accept it for yourselves. May the Lord really speak to each one of us. Here it is written, Isaiah 53, from verse 4. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Just say, beloved Lord, my sickness, You carried it, You borne it. Say it in faith, in the perfect faith. Say it, because thus it is written, and that's how we believe it. Surely, He has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. Our pains, your pain, my pain, your sickness, my sickness, He bore it and He nailed it to the cross. Here it is written, pain He carried our pain, He carried it to the cross, and He shed His blood, so that we are delivered of sin, that we receive forgiveness, that we are healed of our sickness. Here, He carried our sickness and pain. Yet, we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Yes, the spectators, they were thinking, what is going on here? Why must he suffer so much? So much reproach he has to carry, being mocked, being spit at. Why must he walk this way to the cross? Yes, he went this way for you and for me. All the pain he carried, this was not a theory. All the pain, just think of it. All the pain which you, which I could have, everything he borne, everything he carried. He didn't walk happily to the cross. He paid the price. He has given his life. He shed his blood. But before that, the sicknesses and the pains were laid upon him. And therefore it is written in verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. This is the full gospel, the full salvation. Our Lord borne everything. He carried everything what was afflicted us. Receive it today by faith and say, beloved Lord, I thank you that my sickness, my pain, that everything you took upon yourself, that already then it was taken away from me and it was nailed to the cross, and I may be healed and I may be saved and delivered. This is the full salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord. Then verse 6, we have it. As we all went, all we like sheep have gone astray. As sheep we have gone astray. We have all turned away, everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Just very mighty, brothers and sisters, all of us. There's not one of us who would not have gone astray. All of us. We were walking on the broad way. From our birth on, we were walking. As written here, all of us. Here the word all is written. All. Not some, not one. All. We were lost. All of us. We went astray. But the Lord pardoned us. He has given us grace, so that we can glory in his grace, because we experienced it personally. And as written here, all guilt was laid upon him, and we could walk out free. This is the full glorious gospel. Already in the Old Testament, once again back to that, what is written in Colossians, brothers and sisters, let us receive it by faith. Let us accept it. It really took place for us. And with this divine message of the cross and of the crucified one, we were acquainted with, and we may preach it worldwide. And now this, brothers and sisters, if in our time, when it speaks about the message in our time, oh, what kind of mixture is coming up here? For us, the message is alone in the Word of God. Only what is written in this Word is the Word of God, is the divine message with every promise which the Lord has given us by His grace. Also this, what concerns the ministry of Brother Branham. I write now, at the moment, I write a short circular letter. And brothers and sisters, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so touched, how God from the very beginning was leading and guiding. And really, on the 2nd of April, it will be 55 years, when I heard the mighty voice of the Lord for the first time, when I heard it for the first time. Then I was listing, I really was listing it, all the times, 14 times, exactly 14 times, with these ears, I have heard the direct voice of the Lord. Who can understand it? Did I know it? Did I know who Brother Branham was? Did I know that God would send an Elijah? Did I know anything of anything? No. But God was taking care of it. That I became an eye and ear witness of that, what God has ordained for this time. And what one has seen himself and experienced and seen and witnessed, this Satan can never rob you. No one can rob it from you. This just remains. It remains. Because we experienced it personally. When I would speak of all the leadings and guidings of the Lord, also about how Brother Branham said 17 times, he said that the message would forerun the second coming of Christ. And that we are now experiencing it directly, that the whole world is being included now in the proclamation of the last message, which goes forth before the return of Jesus Christ. In the same way, we know that God used Brother Branham. From his mother's womb, he blessed him. He ordained him to be a prophet. And when he reports about his birth, then he says, at 5 o'clock in the morning, that's how my mother told me. The nurses, the pillar of fire came into the room right 2 or 3 hours after the birth at 5 o'clock in the morning. And they were looking and they said, what does this mean? This supernatural light above this infant. But God really, from the very beginning, he was taking care of. One could speak about the details which were spoken to when he was 7 years old. All the details which took place in his life. God really held his hand over him. And he used him to bring the message and to bring us back to God and back to His Word, so that also we believe as the Scripture says and are being prepared unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. But brothers and sisters, this time will come to its end because thus our Lord said it. Although if they mock in the internet about us and mocking Brother Branham, that his prophecies of the return of Christ have not found fulfillment and so forth. We all know time and hour, nobody knows. But as we read in Luke 21, when you see these things coming to pass, lift up your heads. I say, that it takes so long, no one of us was thinking it. Also I not. But the Lord waits until the last ones are being called out. Until the last ones are being called out from all peoples, tongues and nations. Until they have heard the last message. And when the number is complete, then the trump of God shall sound. And the Lord himself shall return. And the blood-bought flock will be called home. And he wants that we are part of these overcomers. In every one of the seven church age messages, which are written in Revelation 2 and 3, there's the promise given to the overcomers. He that overcometh. And in the last church age of Laodicea, the mightiest promise is given. He that overcometh shall sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and am set down on my Father's throne. Revelation 3, the last verses, just very mighty. And then I read you the scripture which speaks of the overcomers in Revelation chapter 12, that we really understand what God meant, that everything what is not in conformity with God, that we overcome it, that we have the victory over it, that we are found in the faith, that we are found in the Word and in the will of God. And here, in Revelation 12, we have it. The most important verses for the overcomers. Revelation chapter 12.
Lesen wir
from verse 9.
So wurde denn
and
der große Drache,
the great dragon,
die alte Schlange,
that old serpent,
der Teufel und Satan,
called the devil and Satan,
der Verführer,
was cast out,
des ganzen Erdreiches,
which deceived the whole world.
Auf die Erde,
he was cast out into the earth.
Seine Engel wurden,
and his angels were cast out with him. And now it comes. Let us take it to heart. Verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And verse 11 now. And they overcame him, the accuser, Satan. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Just very mighty. Satan will accuse. But as we read, as we can read in Zechariah, the Lord commanded Satan to be silent. Our Lord is not only Redeemer, He is a High Priest, and He intercedes for us. We will not sin willfully, this I know. But if a mistake happens to us, then we can come to the Lord and we can say, Beloved Lord, forgive us and be merciful to us. And the blood of the Lamb remains on the mercy seat until we come from believing unto seeing. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, not by our own strength, but giving glory to the Lord and just saying, Beloved Lord, you as the Lamb of God, you took away my sin, the sin of the world, you took it away. And all of us whose names were written into the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world, we, in these verses, we can all tune in, because also we will overcome only by the blood of the Lamb. If we make the word our testimony, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. We testify only what God has said in His word. As the blood-bought flock, we have an absolute access to the throne of grace because we are reconciled with God. And all the sin is forgiven. Yes, the letter of requirement is torn into pieces. And Satan has actually no right to accuse anymore. He will be cast down, and we will be taken up. It is actually very powerful, brothers and sisters, what is written in the Word. And to see the connections, which we may see by His grace, which we may believe by His grace. And all who believe that also our names were written before the foundation of the world into the Lamb's Book of Life, slain before the foundation of the world. Brothers and sisters, we have the divine guarantee. If we now make the word our testimony, then we are under the blood of the Lamb of God. And we will be part of the overcomers. Not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of the God, by the power of God, it shall take place in the blood-bought flock. And we will be part of the overcomers. And we will sit together with our Lord on the throne. And we will reign with Him as kings. The highest calling which the Lord God could give, this He has given to us. And I'm asking you, in the presence of God, if those who believe God with all their hearts and who made the word their testimony and who are under the blood of the slain Lamb, and the Lamb of God took all away all the sin. Behold, this is the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. This already John the Baptist could preach. And that's how we may experience it by His grace. May God show us these connections of the Word of God so that we really find ourselves in the Word of God again. Really finding ourselves in the Word as the blood-bought flock. which have made the word as their testimony. And we testify only to that what is written in the word. The overcomers will inherit all things and will be with the Lord all times. I personally believe out of conviction that all who believe now the divine message and who believe that the blood of the Lamb was shed for us and who are washed in the blood of the Lamb and who believe all the promises, that we are the ones who will see the face of our Lord by His grace. And to Him, the only God, be all the glory and all the praise also today. May all be blessed from the beginning of the end of the universe, as one could say, be it in New Zealand, Australia, wherever. May all be blessed who are now believing with all their hearts what the Scripture says, what God promised, and who have part in that what God is doing right now. We believe it, we accepted it, and we will all experience it by His grace. God's promises remain. They do not stagger. The Lord sealed with His own blood what He promises in His word, as a German song goes. To Him, the only God, be the glory and the praise. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us stand up. And let us pray together. Perhaps the two sisters will sing us a song. Then it would be nice if one song would be sung in the English language and perhaps in the Czech language or in other languages. We are, of course, gathered internationally, and we are grateful to God with all our hearts. Also, all you who do not speak German, who you are patiently waiting and who are listening to the translations by His grace, may God bless you also. May God bless all our interpreters. May God bless them all from the riches of His grace.
Alles das, was ich hab, was mir teuer und wert, es war nicht mein, hat's mir geschenkt.
All what was precious to me, it was not
Lass
mine. No, He has given it to me.
Zu erleuchten meinen Pfad.
Let me use it,
Sei
Lord,
mir gnädig,
to illuminate my way.
Mir gnädig,
be merciful to me, O Lord, be merciful.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang, dass ich seh,
pull away
was
the curtain,
getan,
the veil,
so they
can see what you have done.
Wär, und dass du nahmst mich an. Gedenk, wir sind Menschen,
Remember, we are just human beings, forgetful and weak.
Sei uns gnädig,
be merciful to us.
Halt über uns
and watch
wacht.
Over us.
Nichts Gutes ich tat, Jesus nahm mich an.
Nothing good I did.
Bin nicht
Jesus just received me.
Liebe,
I was not worthy of His love.
Doch es war meine Sünde und Schuld, die trug.
My sin, my guilt,
ja,
He bore it.
Ich kann's
He carried
nicht
it away.
Verstehen.
I cannot understand it.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang,
pull away the veil before me,
was du getan,
so that I can see what you have done for me.
Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär, und und dass du nahmst mich an.
Show me where I would be today.
Wir sind Menschen, vergesslich und schwach.
Remember, we are just human beings, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us.
Im Aufblick zu dir,
looking up to you,
darf getrost ich nun sein, denn du hast mir dein Wort offenbart.
Because you revealed your word to me.
Fühl mit deinem Geist mich und halt mich stets treu.
Lead me by your spirit,
denn du
and keep me faithful.
Du liebst mich, mein Herr.
You love me, Lord. You love me first. Pull away the veil before me so that I can see what you have done for me. Show me where I would be today. You received
me.
Remember, we are just human beings, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us. Pull away the veil before me so that I can see what you have done for me.
Zeig mir, wo ich heute bin.
Show me where I would be today.
Du nahmst mich an.
Show me that you received
me.
Remember, we are just human beings, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us.
Amen.
Amen. Pull away the veil. Let us bow our heads. Let us remain in silent prayer. Together we will believe, together we will pray, and together we will receive. Please receive the Word of God as a divine reality. Our Lord, He laid all the guilt upon himself. Every pain, every sickness he carried away, and he nailed it to the cross. And he accomplished the redemption. We may receive it by faith, accepting it, and we may know that God confirms his word. That's how it is written. In Mark 16, I think in the last two verses, and the Lord was with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders following. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't depend on me. It depends on you and your faith and the connection to God. We can preach the reconciliation, but the Lord alone can give redemption. We can preach salvation, but He alone can save. We can preach healing, but He alone can give you healing. We can preach revelation, but He alone can give revelation. We depend on Him also tonight. And while we sing Only Believe, please receive it by faith personally.
Only believe, all things are possible for all. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible for only believe.
Jesus is near.
possible, for Jesus is here.
As our heads are bowed,
as
we remain in prayer before God, let me ask, whom can we include in this common prayer? Let me see the hands. Oh God, oh Lord, my God, your word was preached. Your word is for your blood-bought flock, the testimony of Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was revealed by the Spirit of God to us. Dear Lord, I pray for all. May they now lay their hand there where the need is, in the body. No one looks around. We are in the presence of God. Lay the hand there by faith. Lay it on the place which you bring now before the Lord God in prayer. Receive it now by faith and accept it. Say it with all your heart. Dear Lord, you borne my sin. You carried it. My sickness, my pain, you laid it upon yourself. You took it away from me. I confess that I am saved, that I am healed, that I am delivered by the blood of the Lamb. By grace, we may accept it, based upon the authority of the Word of God. Be healed by the power of God in Jesus' holy name. Be saved by the power of God in Jesus' holy name. Receive everything, whatever God has given to us by His grace through Calvary, for our soul, body, and spirit. Let us now thank together. It doesn't have to be loud, but just raise your voices now, and together we will thank our Lord God. Dear Lord, we thank you together from the bottom of our hearts for your precious and holy word. We thank you for the blood of the new covenant. We thank you for the forgiveness, for the deliverance, for the healing. We thank you that you are speaking to us, that you revealed yourself to us, that you revealed your counsel to us. Lord, have your own way with all of us. And we say thanks to you with all our hearts. We thank you in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank Him. Hallelujah. His victory is our victory. And the healing and salvation is ours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise, honor, and glory. Praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today, we will ask our two brothers from Romania to come to the front to thank him. One of your brothers, one of the brothers are coming, is also coming to translate. And tomorrow we can call the other brothers. Please come to the front to thank the Lord together with us. Blessed and praised be our God. Let us all pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are so grateful to experience such wonderful moments in your presence. We are so grateful that your people are gathered to hear your word. It's the word of deliverance. It's the word which makes us free. It's the word which sanctifies our lives. We are so grateful that you have chosen us before the foundation of the earth so that we can stand before you without spot and without wrinkle. That we can have such wonderful experiences with you. We are not only hearing the truth of the word, but we experiencing it. Today we made these experiences with you. Today your blood purified every sin, every stain. Today you delivered everyone who were bound. Today it's a total deliverance. Today, your mighty hand has come over all who are present here. Praise and honor be to your name for these wonderful moments of grace. Thank you for these times of restoration. Glory to you. Glory to your word. No word which has come from your mouth is without power. Glory to you. Your victory, beloved Lord, by your holy blood and the spoken word, we thank you that we are already healed, that we are already saved, that we are already delivered. To you be all the praise for it. Today we proclaim the victory of Calvary, all the people of God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. Where is Brother John? Our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you have found us. Not we were seeking you, but you were seeking us. And you found us in this world. You have given us grace to hear your words, that we can believe your word. And you proved to be the true God. Our thirst was for the living God. We didn't want a theology or any theory. Our thirst is for the living God. And you spoke to our souls. You filled our souls. And we give you all the glory for it. All the thanks, all the glory belongs to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We'll give all the glory to Jesus. Let us sing.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love.
Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy to receive all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. Brother Schmidt will close the in prayer. Brother Schmidt, just close in prayer. Great God, we thank you for the grace. We thank you for this day which you made for us. So we ask you, be merciful. Lord Jesus, thank you that we can look up to you, knowing you on the cross of Calvary, you accomplished it. All our sicknesses, all our pain and weakness, all our shortcomings, you took upon yourself. Lord, we thank you for it. We ask you for your grace. We pray for all who listened, who watched. Please bless each one from the riches of your grace. And we want to exalt the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for everything. Together we come before your throne. Also with all the prayer requests, Lord, here before us. You have heard them. They all believe that when your people are turning to you, then you are answering and are listening. Oh God, you know all the needs, all the problems. Lord Jesus, be it sickness, be it edifying, whatever, strengthening in your spirit, we ask you, Lord, strengthen us by your Spirit, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us grow in the faith for the glory of your name. Once again, we ask you all the prayer requests, Lord. Please touch each one of us and let us praise you. Amen. Amen. Do you have any announcement still? Not? We are so grateful to the Lord, brothers and sisters, for the precious and holy word of God. And when we now depart, please let us remain silent and let us ponder upon the word and let us not have necessary conversations. The enemy wants to rob what the Lord sowed. Let us keep this precious word in our hearts, holding fast to it. So what we can do is thanking the Lord. This we cannot do enough. And please go silently to your beds. And God willing, tomorrow morning we'll be here again to receive again from the Lord. Today he has given us fresh manna, the living bread, and we should always thank the Lord for his living word. It does not return void, it accomplishes. Let us hold fast in the faith and let us thank the Lord for everything. Let us pray the closing prayer. Heavenly Father, our hearts are so touched and overwhelmed that you time and again you speak to us through your living and holy word, comforting us, quickening us, strengthening us, giving us new strength, new courage, new confidence. Everything comes from you. To you we look up, and to you we give the glory and the praise and the adoration for great things you have done for us. By your victory on the cross of Calvary, by your holy blood which you shed for us. Lord, dismiss us now in your blessing and in your peace. Bless worldwide all our brothers and sisters who are joining us online, and strengthening your servant, and use him mightily, Lord, so that your people is coming to perfection in Christ Jesus, and so that you can fetch us home into your glory. To you alone be all the praise, honor, and glory, in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, be praised.
Hallelujah, sei gepriesen. Hallelujah.